Happy Monday, everyone. Hope you guys had a great weekend. The Iron Bowl was great. Auburn beat Alabama. Ohio State spanked Michigan. LSU dominated against Texas A&M. Had some more good food. Great food, but not too much. Not too much. Monday quote to get you through the week. Keep going. Everything you need will come to you at a perfect time. So I repeat again, keep going. Everything you need will come to you at the perfect time. And that's a good quote to get you through the week. This topic relates to me, my mother, my sister, my uncle. It relates. It's very hard to forgive people. Anything you do, anything that's involved a person, place, or thing, forgiving is hard. It is very hard to just accept someone else's mistakes or someone else's wrongs or basically try to cover up. My mother was a single parent. I'm not sure how she did it with two kids, but she did it. I'm so grateful to have her, because some people don't even have any parents. They live with foster care, or they don't even have no one to go to. They sleep in their car. You don't know what people go through in life. That's why you never want to bother them. You never know what are they doing after school, or after work. You don't know their life unless they tell you. And just because they tell you doesn't mean it's true, or doesn't mean that's all what's going on, or they just covering up. My mom raised me to be the best person. I mean, the greatest person. Be a great person, actually. My father, on the other hand, did not raise me, but he formed me. Because if it wasn't for him being absent, I wouldn't be who I am. Now, that could be a good thing or a bad thing. But at the end of the day, you have to forgive. So today's topic is going to be about forgiving an absent father. Yes, there are a lot of absent mothers, but I'm going to get to the absent father first. Because it relates with me, you know, to me. A lot of times, it's not the father's fault. Sometimes it is the father's fault. Now, sometimes it's in between. It could be the mother's fault. But if you're dealing with an absent father, you have to forgive him. Forgive him as a person. It doesn't matter how bad. Now, I do get it. Some bad is really, really bad. Like it's really, like, I don't even understand, Ivory, why you even telling me this. But you still have to forgive. And I know it's hard. In some situations, it's just no such thing as forgiving. And I understand that. If your absent father doesn't talk to you, listen to this. Try to talk to him first, because a lot of times they don't know what to say to you. He could be mad at your mother, mad at the situation, embarrassed, ashamed, disappointed. You would never know unless you ask. Now, if he give you some bull jive about what is going on, because some people are not going to tell you the honest truth. He's going to lie. But if he doesn't speak to you, like if you respond and he doesn't speak, you did your part. You tried. There's nothing you can do. But as the child of the relation, you can only try your best. And if he does not speak, then okay, you did it. Call him on Thanksgiving, Christmas, his birthday. If he doesn't answer, then leave a voicemail. If he doesn't call you on your birthday, he doesn't call you on your birthday. If he sends just only a text, be grateful, because a lot of fathers don't do that. Absent fathers don't want to hear all the time that he left. He knows he left. He can make 1,000 excuses in the world. He know what he have done. He knows he left on you. He knows that. He don't want to hear that. Even how much it is true. We all know that. Your mom know it. Your dad know it. Your sister know it. Everyone knows he has not been in my life at all. But still be grateful. You're here. And I can't stand, I don't know why men do this, but they'll say, well, child support is taking care. No. Child support is not taking care of your kids. Just sending money is not taking care of your kids. It's not just about money. Money is everything, but it's not all. I'd rather have a relationship than money. That's me. Some people are just ruthless and they just like, look, I want my money. You went here and give me money. I understand that too. Look, I need my money. That's how I was for years. I just now realized I'm 24. I just realized that's not how you handle things. Because I'm still today like, look, I need some money. What? Oh, I need this. But you're not supposed to really do that. I understand, yes, he left them years and he missed out on that money. But you still don't do that. If he volunteers, let him volunteer. But it's don't force. And yes, you might feel like you being ignored. But you're not. He hears you. And if your father is just super stubborn or just a no good ass man, then I'll just leave him alone. But still forgive and move on. He'll come back. He might not. Some guys or men, it takes them until their deathbed to actually realize what they did and try to make it better. But sometimes it's just too late. So, and one thing too, when it gets to the end and he tried and you do not want to make that relationship with him, I understand that too. If he waits too long and you're older and it just, I don't really want to deal with you like that, I understand that too. I get it. But forgive. Mothers can make things worse. I hate to say this, but please don't listen to what your mom says, because your mom is mad because he left or he did this or he did that. It's something in the relationship. So sometimes talking to your mom about it makes things worse. And then mothers hiding the children, that's unacceptable. So it's just unacceptable. I'm sorry for the background. I'm dog sitting today. And they just yarning. But yeah, don't try to listen to your mother. Don't listen to her. Unless it's positivity. Negative, just ignore it. And like I said, it is hard to forgive. Please do. And always remember this. When you go to bed with no worries. Forgive, but never forget. Always remember to love your parents, even if they've done the worst. Because you don't know your parents' story or how they were raised. So you forgive them. That's it for Monday, guys. December 2nd. Oh, it's December. The last month of 2019. I can't believe how much time it has just... I'm going to be 25 in May. That's in 5 more months. And we go back to summer. It's crazy. Go back to summer. Ready for this cold to go. But that is it for our topic. Thank you so much for listening. If you want to follow me on Instagram, Love Gemini Just Because, Twitter, Nicole J Chicago, and just send me questions. I do Question Fridays. I really love just to hear what y'all got to say, you know, questions about me. I'm working on more music, so I hope I see you guys on Wednesday. Listen to my older episodes, you know. I'm on episode 23. I'm very happy about that. I'm just very happy. I'm glad I've invested in doing this because it really helps. So much love to everyone.